We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Hey, everyone.
So now that it's official, what do you like about Dyson?
Yeah, obviously we were looking to add to the outfield after the Marte trade, and particularly someone who could play center field and do a good job defensively. The left-hand bat, we felt, complemented the group we have here a little bit better than some of the other free agent options. So, excited that Gerard's here and look forward to getting to know him.
Is he a guy that you just want to add to the mix, or are the intentions that he is going to be your starting center fielder?
I'd want Sheltie to make the lineup out and make that decision. We'd see him as the guy that can play, good amount of time and be an important part of the team. But we'll get to the lineups a little bit later.
Is this it, or do you think you're going to make some other moves, veterans or adding other players?
There's nothing on the burner right now. We'll certainly keep our eyes open. Whether the remaining free agency or just as we get into watching other camps throughout the rest of the spring and see where opportunities might be, but nothing on the burner right now.
As you build this roster, how much importance do you place on making sure you have veterans to mix in with these young guys?
Yeah, I mean, I guess inevitably in free agency you're going to get a little bit more veteran just because they're all more experienced. But I think we were, as we look to to build depth within the roster and did some of that in free agency. First you start with fit. I mean, obviously it's got to start with, it's got to be a role on the team first. And we looked at, tried to think about, the influence on the environment that guys would have. And particularly in a time of change, which we're going through, that was important to Sheltie, important to me. So hopefully the guys we've added can be positive additions in that way.
It seems like if there's been a theme to your acquisition since you took over, it's been defense. Has that been a conscious thing that you're looking to improve with the roster, or just coincidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think generally speaking, it was conscious that not just in acquisition, but just generally looking to improve defensively as a team. We didn't set out, there was no single acquisition where we set out like this has to be the priority, but it was a priority to improve our defense, team defense overall. And hopefully the additions help in some way towards that.
What are some ways you can do that internally as well?
Certainly there's all the skill development and that's something with coaching and using information and feedback, we have a more precise way to measure how guys are moving on the field, and hopefully that gives us opportunities to coach skill, whether it's how guys are reading and breaking and getting towards the ball. Positioning is another piece of it, although we feel like actually the work that's been done on positioning with the Pirates in the past has been pretty good. Like it's a pretty strong spot. So probably focus more on just helping get the most out of guys' ability as defenders through coaching, and then hopefully with some of the additions we'll add to that too.
Is there a timeline with Dyson? Do you expect him to be here tomorrow, or do you?
That's the expectation.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, obviously, official report's not for a couple days still, but our expectation is to be around tomorrow.
How much does analytics actually factor into? You talked about positioning and picking players, but how much does that factor in, and then how much are you getting into like teaching the players maybe differently than previously?
Well, the data certainly, there's a model that helps us, determine positioning, and that has been here, and most teams have something like that that helps, sort of determine positioning, and it's all based on matchup and context, et cetera. So that's pretty well baked. But the other part of it is the skill improvement, and you know, hopefully there's opportunities there because we can just measure more accurately what fielders are actually doing on the field before and after the ball's hit, and maybe where opportunities are to coach that. And so that's something that our coaching staff and our analysts are, you know, working together on all the time. Hopefully there's ways we can help guys improve in those areas.
How much did you tweak that model that was already in place? Did you?
I haven't personally tweaked anything. If that's a good thing, because I would mess it up if I tried to tweak it. No, it seemed like, I mean, my understanding of it, to the extent that I can't code myself, is that it's a very good model. There's a really good model here already in terms of the positioning side of it. So, yeah.
But as far as off-field stuff, I know Steven asked about the veterans versus younger guys. It seems like Dyson comes with kind of a fun guy mentality. I'm sure you wouldn't bring in somebody who stunk just because they're funny. But
right.
How much, with what Shelton's trying to do, was that maybe an element of anything, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's a layer, right? Like, you know, I think, as you said, it's got to start with, is there a role in the team? Does it fit? You obviously do your due diligence and make calls to people that we know in the industry. Hey, what can you tell me about this guy? And with anybody you acquire, and it's that's probably the last layer, really, to you know, trying to feel like whoever you're bringing into our environment is going to be additive, and we think Gerard can be, and hopefully the other guys we've acquired this offseason can be. And but to your point, yeah, it's not. It's got to start with the role on the field, and it doesn't work unless there's a role on the field. Yeah.
Thanks,
thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.